say thank you to Roger for leading those songs. Tonight, the title of the lesson that I want to present to you is going to be Praising God. It's a very simple idea. We know about praising God through the songs we just sang, to what we try to do in our lives every day. But the point I want to make is about how do we praise God daily in our own spiritual walks. So this evening, if you would open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1, we're going to be thinking about great reasons to praise the Lord. This chapter is applying to the early church and to us, and if we observe Paul's writings in this chapter, he gives us plenty of reasons for us to give God praise. I want to use this chapter as a basis and a starting point for us to look at a few other scriptures and a few key ideas of how we can improve our spiritual lives, and then when we can find opportunities to give God praise. So I'm going to begin by just reading from Ephesians chapter 1, and we are going to read verses 3 through 14. You'll have to forgive my voice if I start coughing. I've got some sinus crud going on, but I'll encourage you to read with me. That's Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. So this will be kind of our launching point for the lesson. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace with which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things, according to the counsel of his will, so that we who are the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. So I encourage you, if you get lost when following me, or just need something to reflect about, of reasons why to praise God, I want to use that as something to give you a basis for. Now, the first thing we're going to start with is how can we improve our spiritual lives? And this applies to me and many of us. As we grow as Christians, we have to continuously find ways to improve ourselves spiritually and grow. God has a plan for each and every one of us from before our creation. He provides for us spiritually, revealed his word and the plan of salvation to us. And these are just a few reasons of why Jehovah deserves our praise. I believe that all of us here can agree that God deserves our praise and time. And we can also agree that our lives are full of distractions. And in our culture, especially as Americans, we are constantly busy. We're trying to focus on what we are doing in the moment and what may be next. So I want to point out just one main way and maybe another way of how to begin with how can we improve our spiritual lives. It's a practice that we can implement. So how can we improve and use that? Well, the tool that I want to use needs to be acknowledged with how many times just praising God is mentioned in the Bible. At least 225 times the word praise in his word is used. There are many examples of this. Praise to God is more than a scheduled church service or praying only when we remember to. It's not to say those things are completely wrong or not good. Rather, my point is that they can become common. We often feel distractions in our lives where we're in the moment, we're at work, or we're home. It's been a very long day. And how do we take the time to relax and cool down? A lot of times those things are, you know, we may watch TV. If there's a game on, may kick back and relax and watch the game. There's nothing wrong with those things, but we need to make sure we prioritize our time. A way that we can improve our spiritual lives by praising God is by just being still. And it sounds simple, but there's a much larger meaning that I've heard in another lesson before that I wanted to bring to you tonight. It's dealing with being still. So it deals with praising God honestly and earnestly when we are still. So what does it mean? It's a struggle for myself and many of us because our time is limited. And by the end of the day, so many things happen. We are often tired and want to simply focus on ourselves and the basic priorities at home, letting distraction set in. I know at home, when I get home, I go and pick up Ronan, and usually he's pretty good, but sometimes he can be fussy, and I've got to prioritize him, right? There may be things that work was a really bad day, and we have to prioritize how we're going to go into the next day. But we need to remember to rely on God and that we can still give him praise in those moments. So let's look at a verse that I want to use that's just being still. Let's look at Psalms 46 and verse 10. That's Psalms chapter 46, verse 10. Psalm chapter 46, verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I'll be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth." The last part is saying how we should exalt, but the first part is what I want to focus on. It says, "Be still and know that I am God." What is being still to you? What is just taking a moment to set aside time, maybe for a minute, just to be still and acknowledge God and his presence in your life? Being still is not just sitting there thinking. It's not, you know, for just a brief moment acknowledging God and his blessings. It's part of, in a sense, meditation on God's word and what he has done for us. Most of us rarely take the time to just stop wherever we are at any given moment and be still. It's not just closing your eyes. It's stopping in a moment of quiet meditation on the things God has done for you so far and where you are currently in your spiritual walk with him in the present and have been there in the past. What has he done for you? It doesn't take longer than a minute to do so, but you can. I know what being still to me is when I'm still. Think back to this verse. It's been a key verse in some of my things I'm trying to improve on in my spiritual walk. It's usually when something has happened that causes worry or doubt. And there are little things in our lives that can cause worry or doubt every day, constantly. When Ronan's been sick in the past few weeks, that was a worry and a constant, you know, doubting what am I going to do next or what may be best to help him get over this. These can be distracting. But I noticed when I stopped, when I was rocking him to sleep for one afternoon's nap, I was just still and calm. He started to be calm with me. And when I thought back to this verse, I closed my eyes, didn't move, slow, even breaths, and then just focused on what had God done for me so far. I stopped in just a moment just to listen to my own heartbeat and just being grateful, one, that Ronan had gone to sleep, but two, that God has gotten me this far in my life. And I just took a moment to stop and think and meditate on that. This is a form of praise that can help us be grateful and more aware of the blessings that God has given us. And we can do this because we know that God dwells in us as followers of Christ. So there are a few verses I want to look at. Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14. And that's 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14. So 2 Timothy, this book is telling us in the 14th verse that by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. Okay? So that is guarding what we have been given. That is the message of Christ, what he has done for us, and we can think on that. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 22. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 22. in him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. And then Joshua 1:8. Let's look at Joshua 1:8. And this verse ties into our stopping to be still and take a moment to meditate on God through this. It says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." I'm going to go to verse 9. "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." We can take a moment to just be still and acknowledge God's presence and his blessings that we can see in Ephesians chapter 1 and many, many other verses. We can take just a pause, just close our eyes and focus on God, and it doesn't take us very long. But it is part of Scripture and how we can look and reflect on what is going on in our lives and how God is impacting that. How can we acknowledge him more as things happen? So if we take the time to be still and calm, knowing that God is there for us and his Spirit is in us, it can change how we handle stress, worry, and doubts, and approach tiring situations. If you take a moment and step back from someone who's arguing with you, if you just listen, stop being, you know, challenging. And I have this trouble, and Mallory will back that up for sure because she's laughing over there. But if you take a moment to just stop in an argument and just listen, or even if somebody's just talking to you and they don't stop and you just stop and listen to them and just be still, just wait, that situation shifts pretty consistently and pretty quickly, because the person then will realize you're actively listening. Right? And then they know that you are listening and paying attention, and they have your attention. And that changes the situation. God and his word can be the same way. We need to take time to step back and just observe what things are going on and giving our full attention for a moment to what God has done and blessed us with. And we can give him praise through that practice. So I challenge you to think on that. Just being still, just try that every so often, maybe once a day for a certain amount of time, or just once a week, just to be still. Put aside everything, stop, put things out of your mind, and be still. So how often do we step back and thank God in the moment? One of the most calming, sincere moments that I have in my spiritual life is when I'm out in the woods or on a body of water while fishing. I close my eyes, not think, but just listen and hear nature around me, and it's calm. And I think about God's presence and his blessings around me. And that's one way that I have tried to put that into my life. And I learned that from my grandfather. And I've heard this from other people as well. Just being still can change how you approach situations spiritually and how you can encourage yourself and praise God. So I enjoy this practice, and I encourage you to try it. The second thing I would like to look at on improving our spiritual lives and praising God on our own is memorizing Scripture and Scripture reading. I'm not the greatest at memorizing Scripture by any means, but I can read. Okay, I'm a teacher. I have to read every day. I know I can do that one. So let's look at Colossians chapter 3 and verse 18. Colossians chapter 3, verse 18. I may have misprinted that one. Okay, skip that one. Let's go to Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Sorry about that. Okay, Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. And it says, "But he answered, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" The other verse I was trying to allude to, it slips my mind at the moment, but it says, "Let the word richly dwell within you." We move on down in that verse, and it says, "Singing with the thankfulness to God. So letting the word richly dwell within you, and the fact that we cannot live by bread alone, but by the word of God, means that we have to have that within us. Well, that means we have to be studying and applying it in order to get that within us. That's part of memorizing Scripture. When you look at how Jesus spoke, he often uses Old Testament words to apply to his current lesson. It's something that the Jews would know, but also the fact that he relied on God's word to present the topic he was going for. If you are looking to evangelize to someone or speaking to someone, how are you going to properly do that if you don't know what God's word says, or if you can't use it accurately? So in our own spiritual lives, reading and studying God's word can improve that in how you praise him. This means if you are not taking in his word, then you are starving yourself spiritually as well. When you do not take time to invest in God's word, how can we expect to praise God effectively so that we gain a benefit and God is pleased? Worship begins with us as individuals and results in the church praising God faithfully and honestly together. Neglect of our spirits, of our spiritual food, and we still expect to grow spiritually, and then give God the adequate praise he is due, that doesn't quite add up, right? And I think we can agree on that. If you are neglecting yourself, the spiritual food you need on reading God's word and looking at it and really applying it to your life, you are taking that away from those around you. When we praise God together, like this setting, when you are at home and looking to show others how you act as a Christian, you're neglecting yourself and those around you if you don't do that. So when we look towards the summation of this, I encourage you to be still and look at memorizing Scripture. Praising God is a lifestyle and not at every once in a while church service or only singing. Praise to God is given in those moments that we study and meditate on his word. Being thankful, or just to take a moment and appreciate God's creation and what he has done for us. We have to make time to read. We have to make time to memorize. This could be something that we establish, as we have with the weekly Bible readings and things like that, and appreciate that. I've signed up today, so a little late, but we can still do that. We can make that a part of our lifestyle. Meditating on God's word and being still can take place at any time. We can do that when we have a stressful moment. If you just need to breathe and relax when something happens, just take a moment, even just a minute. Close your eyes, just be still, and acknowledge God's presence. So we should praise God daily. And as followers of Christ, we have to make sure we are mindful of this. I encourage you to look at Psalm chapter 146 on your own, maybe not right now, but I want to finish out with Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. But Psalm 146 has a lot of praise, and many of the Psalms do. But you can take those and give those to you kind of as a tool to maybe start trying this being still moment or meditating and memorizing God's scriptures where it's praising God as David did. But let's read Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. To me, that's a powerful verse of how God says we should always offer up a sacrifice. Sacrifice is not passive, it's an active thing. It's active, it's always happening. You are sacrificing time, you are sacrificing something to God to give him praise and acknowledgement. And we have to be mindful of that and apply that to ourselves. So I encourage you just to take those as a means of ways to stop and praise God in your own life daily, and then bring that with you to church as we have that. And when we do things like that, we acknowledge God often. We can see that in our lives, and others can see that. And I'll give you a last closing example, and that is, I had a family member who passed away on Christmas Day. I heard some of her last words, and they were very powerful because it was encouraging. It wasn't sad. She was a member of the church. She was on dialysis, the longest patient on dialysis to date, and she did not want her name placed in any books. And she would not want me mentioning her name now, or else she, would probably pitch a fit if she were still here. But she gave me this last point, and I'll summarize it because it's rather long. But she said, love your family, your friends, those around you, your church family, and always praise God when you have the opportunity. And that's something that will stick with me for a long time because I knew her personally. But I encourage you to take that and these methods of memorizing Scripture, studying His Word, but especially taking time to just stop, be still, and meditate on it. And if you haven't been a Christian so far in your life, I encourage you that you can find peace in doing so if you would just come forward tonight and be part of our family and join us as we stand and sing.